Israeli soldiers have forcibly removed a group of Palestinian farmers from their land in a village in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces stopped the farmers and demanded proof of their ownership of the properties. The Palestinian farmers were trying to plant olive trees. Ukrainian opposition leaders have asked Germany and the European Union to impose sanctions on Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. They also call for financial support from the EU. They made the call during a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Libyans have taken to the streets of the capital to commemorate the third anniversary of the beginning of the revolution that toppled former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The streets of Tripoli were decked with Libya's revolutionary flag, and multicolored lights were strung across the main roads. A riot at a center for processing applications for asylum in Australia has left one asylum seeker dead and 77 injured. The Australian authorities say riot police have arrested a number of detainees who escaped the camp in nearby Papua New Guinea during the incident. Reports say Germany's largest bank, Deutsche Bank, has put the Israeli bank Hapoalim on a list of companies whose conduct is ethically questionable. The German bank has launched an investment plan for investors who do not want their funds to be used unethically and in problematic areas. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says that Iran will not renege on its commitments and will never relinquish its nuclear rights. Zarif made the remarks after a meeting with EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in Vienna ahead of a new round of talks with the P5+1 group. The U.S. State Department has rejected Venezuela's accusations that it is helping to organize anti-government demonstrations. The statement comes a day after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro ordered the expulsion of three U.S. diplomats, accusing them of conspiring with the opposition forces to foment unrest in the country. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov has dismissed calls for the expansion of U.S. sanctions against Iran, calling the move illegitimate. He told reporters at Iran's embassy in Moscow that such a move would destroy the positive foundation for progress at the upcoming nuclear talks between Tehran and the P5+1 group.